You had two dogs and a cat?
No, I had three cats and a dog. Three cats.
Two cats, three dogs.
She had too many animals.
Yes, ma'am.
She loaned one dog to a friend.
The dog was in very good Christian hands.
But this friend gave it away.
What made you think she was not coming back for her dog?
I didn't hear from her.
What's the legal on a beagle?
Now you want to sue her for $5,000.
Judge Judy.
Get out of here.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. Carolyn Carpenter is suing her former friend, newspaper manager Cherie Licata, for giving away her dog. Cherie is countersuing for the cost of pet supplies and damages to her home caused by the dog.
Order, all rise. Yeah, this is case number 100 on the calendar in the matter of Carpenter versus Licata. Parties have been sworn in.
Thank you.
May be seated. Folks have seats.
Ms. Carpenter, did you and the defendant work in the same company?
Yes.
So that's how you knew her?
Right.
According to your complaint, you moved into an apartment complex and you had several animals.
Right.
You had two dogs and a cat? Two cats and a dog?
No, I had three cats and a dog, but they were all, excuse
you had
me.
Three cats?
Two cats, three dogs.
Two cats?
Yes.
And three dogs. And what was the maximum?
They didn't say a maximum at the time. They were offering no deposits, no first month's rent.
When you moved into the apartment, you were told that you had too many animals.
I wasn't told that until after I had moved in, Your Honor.
After you moved in, you were told you had too many animals.
Yes, ma'am.
So you asked the defendant at some point if she could take care of one of your dogs.
She volunteered. I took the dogs into the office, trying to call my brother and my sister to see if they would take them.
Don't play with semantics with me. You had too many dogs.
Yes.
You had to find a place for one, at least temporarily.
Correct.
She took the dog.
Correct.
On what date did she take the dog?
October 30th, November 30th.
When had you gotten this dog?
The dog was born, it is the puppy of one of my other dogs, July 7th, 1999.
So the dog was a little more than a year old at the time.
Correct.
That you gave her the dog. Your complaint is that she kept your dog for a while and then without your permission gave your dog away.
Yes, she did.
You want the return of the dog or its value.
Yes.
So that's what your complaint
is. I really
is.
Want the dog back, Your Honor.
Well, we don't have the person here who has the dog. Is that right?
But she knows who she gave it to.
What was your arrangement with her when she took the dog?
Actually, kind of none. It was very hurried because the man that owned the magazine would not let me keep this tiny little dog in the office. He made us chain it outside to a bench. And Cherie has four dogs, and she has a great deal of compassion about animals. She was uncomfortable with that. I was uncomfortable. Before I could even start making phone calls, she volunteered to take the dog.
What did she say?
She said, I'll take it. I've already got four dogs. I'll take him.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I said, God, I really appreciate that. I was going to call family members. Cindy, my witness, was kind of my last backup, but she...
You didn't call anybody else. She took the dog.
That's right. She took the dog, and we took the dog out to her house immediately.
That was, according to you, on November the 30th.
These are the days that the apartment complex came and talked to me about the dog.
She has the dog as of November 30th.
Correct.
When did you ask for the dog back?
I left the employ, where I was, on January 5th. So we talked about the dog every day and what was going on.
So the month of December, you talked about the dog.
We talked about the dog. I left there January 5th.
Mm-hmm.
I called Cherie on January 15th because I left under unhappy circumstances. I had to try to stabilize my life. I called Cherie on January 15th and said I would like to make arrangements to pick up Pepper after I pay my February rent. I went in on February 5th with my other witness, Tracy Hurst. We were going to a business luncheon. I walked in the door with my checkbook open. I walked up to Cherie's desk and said,
come with your checkbook for?
Because I wanted to pay her. I had said to her, I will try to pay you $10 from time to time because this is, and I also had taken her dog food and some medication for his ear. So I wanted to pay her for having had him this last month when I wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very grateful and, you know, I wanted my dog back. So
How many times did you see the dog between November 30th and February 5th?
I never saw the dog, nor would I. That would be the worst thing I could do to that dog.
No, I'm just asking you, how many times did you go to see the dog? You did not go to see the dog at all?
No, it's horrible to do that to a dog.
Let's hear your side of the story.
She brought the dog to the office, but it was on October the 12th. The owner told her she couldn't have it in the office because it kept jumping out the chair.
How did you know it was October the 12th?
Because I marked it on my calendar, on my desk calendar, that I took the dog home that day.
Okay.
I told her, so she tied it outside. And we live in Las Vegas. It was really hot out. And the dog was barking and whining and crying. So I told her, let's just take it to my house for the day. For the day. And that's what I did, because it couldn't be outside barking. We couldn't get any work done. We got back to the office, and I guess she called her brother or something. Then she asked me if I could keep it for a couple of days while she talked her brother and his girlfriend into taking it. So I said, okay. And then the next day I knew, can you keep it for a couple of weeks? I'll pay you $10 a week to take care of it.
Okay.
And then on Monday, she came in with a large baggie full of dog food and said, I don't have any money. Will this do for the first week of care? And I said, yeah. And then I told her he was scratching his ears, and she said she had some medicine that she'd bring in for that, which she did do. Then it was like, oh, it was only going to be a couple of weeks, and then it just went on and on. And frankly, Your Honor, I'm a dog person. And I loved the dog. He wouldn't get along with mine, and I knew he was never going to fit in my family. In the middle of this, I had a friend of a friend who really fell in love with him, and he seemed to take to her, and I told her I had a good home for him. She said, no, I'm arranging to get him back. You know, I'm looking for a new place to move to where I can have him. So I turned that person down. But then when her employment got terminated the 1st of January, and I didn't hear from her, and then I got a notice from my apartment that they were going to...
Just one second. Uh-huh. Her employment was terminated on the 5th of January.
Yes, ma'am. And she left without even saying nothing about the dog. Just stormed out the office.
When was the next time you heard from her after the 5th of January?
She called me at the office one time after she left.
Oh, she
did call
you.
Said that she, at the office,
right.
And said that she would call me and talk to me and make arrangements. And that was it.
So she did hear from her once after
she left. One time after
she left. That's what
she
said. She said she
would call me at home and make arrangements.
Did she give you any money when she
left? She did give me $20. She gave me, after the week after she brought the bag of dog food, she gave me $10. And about 2 weeks after that, she left $10 on my desk. But other than that, no.
Between January 5th, mm-hmm. when she left,
mm-hmm.
and February 5th, when she came back,
no, ma'am.
Did she give you any money for the dog?
No, ma'am.
Did you give her any money for the dog?
No, that's why I went in with a check.
But you didn't give her any money for the dog?
No.
Nor
and
did she
other
ask. Than, she doesn't have to ask. Other than the one phone call that you made, Ms. Carpenter, to her on the 15th, you didn't have any other communication with her?
No, it was a very bad situation.
So you didn't call periodically to find out how your dog was, how the dog is doing, other than the one call on the 15th?
I had been with her every day for the first 30 days that she had the dog.
I'm not talking about the first 30 days.
And I was very comfortable that she loved the dog, and the dog was in very good Christian hands. She told me that.
Okay.
And I had a life to get together, because suddenly I had no income, no way of doing anything. I had to get on my feet.
That's not her problem.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carolyn Carpenter says former friend Cherie Licata gave away her dog. Cherie claims Carolyn abandoned her pet.
So what happened with the place where you were living?
I had told the manager that I had a dog that I was taking care of temporarily for one of my coworkers, because, you know, I didn't want to get in trouble with my manager. In January, middle of January, I got a notice on my door that if I still had the dog in February when I came to pay my rent, that I had to pay our building requires a $400 pet deposit. I didn't have $400 to make a pet deposit, and I had not intended to keep the dog because it had not, even after almost 5 months, it hadn't assimilated, my family.
Do you have a copy of that notice?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I see it, please?
Ma'am, also on the very first day I had the dog, when she asked me to keep it for the first 2 weeks, I have a chair in front of my front window with my lace drapes behind it, and it tore a huge hole in it. And
I'll get to your counterclaim in a minute.
Okay.
Just show me what I asked.
This is the notice, and I did attempt to call her after I got that notice, and I got a recording that this number is no longer in service.
Your Honor, I have all my phone bills showing that that is not the case.
First of all, Ms. Carpenter, you didn't tell me the truth when you told me that the dog came to her on November the 30th.
Your Honor, I've offered this several times. You've not looked at it.
I'll look at it.
Thank you.
I'll look at it.
The apartment people came down and inspected my apartment on the 29th of November, and the dog was still there.
Well, according to this note from her manager, it says, it has come to our attention that the little black dog has been with you for several months now. When you spoke with me back in October, you said you would only have it for a couple of weeks. The dog is still in residence. In February, I must ask you to pay the required $400 pet deposit. I'm just telling you what her note says.
That is directly out of my personal file.
Just a second. Your note says October 29th.
Isn't that, no, I thought that was November 29th, Your Honor.
October.
On mine. No, on mine, November.
Yours says 10/29.
Okay.
And that's October 29th. Okay. Now, who did you give the dog to, Ms. Licata?
To a lady in a wheelchair who needed a daytime companion while her daughter worked.
Who?
I don't have a name. I know her daughter.
Where do you know her daughter from?
She's a friend of mine's beautician.
How did she see the dog?
She was asking if around to find a dog to be a companion to her mother in the day while she was at work, because the doctor had told her that to get a dog or a cat, you know, for the mother would be good for her because she's complete invalid. And so she had asked my friend. My friend was aware that I had this dog and that Carolyn hadn't contacted me in all this time, and that I had to find a home for it. Frankly, when the dog saw them, you'd have thought the dog knew him for a long time, the way he took to him.
I don't think that you did anything that was malevolent. I certainly don't think that you were required to furnish a $400 pet deposit for this dog, having not heard from the defendant until after February 1st, which was when you would have been required to pay this pet deposit. Certainly, you don't have to do anything out of pocket. The issue is, however, did you have the right to give away her dog? What made you think, since she spoke to you in mid-January, that she was not coming back for her dog?
She had already asked me to take it for 2 days, and then 2 days turned into 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks turned into several months. She abused.
There's no question.
Ma'am.
There's no question. She abused your good nature.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no question about that.
Your Honor.
The fact that she wanted to get her life together. Now, listen to me. Ms. Carpenter, you had every opportunity. You said you had a brother, you had a friend, you had two friends. You had every opportunity while you were working in the same place, which you were, during the entire month of November, the entire month of December, to find somebody else to take care of the dog, some close family member, some close friend, and say to the defendant, thank you very much for taking care of my dog for a week or for two. I now have somebody else in the family who's ready to take care of my dog. You didn't do that.
Your Honor, that dog is a treasure of mine. I gave birth with that dog, with the puppy, with the mother on my bed. This lady right here writes for the magazine, and she was in the magazine almost every day. A lot of the time she came in to buy me lunch because I didn't have
$10. Can't you understand what I said to you?
She knows that she did not, that we talked about the dog every day voluntarily. This woman never complained about the dog, never mentioned any damage done by the dog.
I'm not talking about damage, Ms. Carpenter. I'm saying to you, put your hand down. What I'm saying to you is, the story that you told me was you had to bring the dog to work because you were in trouble with your landlord. You left the dog chained outside, according to you, in Las Vegas heat. The dog is barking. You told me before that you were going to try to call your brother, you try to call your friend, blah, blah, blah. She volunteered to take the dog home with
her.
Correct. Pay attention to me. Certainly what you should have done, instead of giving the dog to a coworker for 3 months, to say, well, she's taking care of the dog a week or two or three or whatever else it is while I'm still working here.
It was agreed to be indefinite.
But I have a friend. I have two friends. I have a brother. They can take care of the dog. I don't know this lady that well. I'm going to take my dog back and put it with somebody who I know is going to be there all the time for me. You chose not to do that. What did you expect her to do?
She chose to take that. She knew that I had a lease through February in my apartment. I was very clear about that, that I couldn't have that dog until February. She knew it. She knew it. She volunteered. And we would talk about the dog day in and day out on the balcony, in the office. She enjoyed having the dog. There was never a complaint, never anything about her landlady or anything. She knew I could not take the dog back. If she had asked me to get rid of the dog, this lady would have taken it in a nanosecond. She never asked me to take the dog back. She never told me the dog was a problem. She never asked for money. There was, it was all very harmonious.
But then there came a time when she couldn't have the dog anymore without paying for
it. I have three phone numbers, Your Honor. She didn't call one of them. Not one of them.
Which phone number do you have?
She had given me her home number. I did have her cell phone number, but it was at the office. When I tried her home phone and it was disconnected, I didn't try her cell phone.
Miss Carpenter, clearly this lady doesn't know the name of the woman. She knows her friend,
she knows who
beautician.
She is. The lady was at her house many times. She kept trying to give the dog away the whole time she had her. She'd say,
so
somebody came
have,
over and really loved the
do
dog.
You have, just a second. Do you have her name?
No, she wouldn't give it to me, but I knew that she had a lady friend who was in a wheelchair, and she would tell me, gosh, they really bonded. Are you sure? I said, I'm not giving him away. It's my dog. It's Ginger's
okay.
puppy. I'm
okay.
not giving this baby cakes away.
Okay. Miss Licata, you have a name of one person. You have a name of your friend, the beautician,
I
whatever
have
her name
I have the
name
of my neighbor. It's her beautician and the beautician's mother.
Okay. Which neighbor?
You want her name?
I certainly do.
Her name is Mary.
That's your neighbor.
Yes, ma'am.
And the beautician, what is her name?
I really can't remember because it's my friend's, and I met her just when she came to get the dog, you know, when she came to meet the dog.
The woman in the wheelchair, what's her name? Come on.
The mother's name, I don't know.
But Mary
Mary would know their names, yes, ma'am.
Have you spoken with Mary?
Well, I went into the office on February 5th. The lady to the right was with me. It's a rather small office. I walked to Cherie's desk, as I told you, with my checkbook. She would not look at me, would not look at me, and said, I gave your dog away.
Does that answer my question?
And I said, to whom? She said, the mother of my manicurist, the lady in the wheelchair, they bonded.
I asked you a question.
I know.
Did you ever speak to Mary?
No, she would give me no names, no numbers, nothing.
Well, now you have a name. She doesn't have your dog. I can't place a value on your dog.
There is no value for that dog,
Well, I have the name. You have a name. You have one name, Mary. That's the neighbor. So I would suggest that you start from there.
Isn't it illegal to give away property that belongs to someone else?
Not if the person believes that the property has been abandoned.
Yeah. Ma'am, I have three phone numbers.
Let me tell you something.
Nothing was disconnected.
I'm speaking. I am a dog owner and a dog lover. When I'm not with my dog because I'm working, I call and check on that dog every day. I call on my dog more than I call and check on my children to find out whether the person who's taking care of my dog
I understand.
Is taking good care of the
I
dog.
Understand.
I don't necessarily say, would you put the phone to the dog's ear? But I call and I say, is
and
the dog
I have
eating?
Done
and
that.
You? No, no, you did not. You
I did not with this
you
one,
did
not this time.
You did not. You did not call, but for once.
Your Honor, that was
Bob
a very
speaking,
painful period for me.
That's
to have
not her problem.
I understand that. But
she's
my
not
going to
pay you, madam. She is not going to pay you for this dog.
She had no right to give it away, Your Honor, under any law in this country.
Let me explain something to you, madam. I don't believe that you're right. Between the 5th of January and the 5th of February, you offered no support for this dog. You did not take care of its food as per your agreement. You did not give her the $10 a week that you agreed to give her. You came armed with a checkbook because you knew you hadn't paid her as you were supposed to.
And because I'm grateful.
I'm speaking. You seem to think that there's some malevolence, and
absolutely.
I don't believe there is any.
You listen to these ladies.
I am not interested. I'm talking about you and her. I don't believe that there's any malevolence on this lady's part in giving away your dog. None whatsoever. You left under unfortunate circumstances, according to you. They were not happy circumstances. After that, your life was in a turmoil, according to you. You cannot visit that on the defendant. She may not have been right in giving away your dog, but she took care of your dog. She was prepared for a period of time to give your dog back to you whenever you wanted it. She was doing you a favor. Now you want to sue her for $5,000. Get out of here. Your case against this lady is dismissed. Listen, your counterclaim is similarly dismissed. The dog caused some damage to your sheets, caused some damage to your curtains. That's what happens when you have little dogs. Goodbye.
Pardon our excuse. You may step out.
She didn't ask for the dog back in a lawsuit just for a lot of money. I called the Humane Society and the police department and was told by both of them that I was in the right to do that.
I have nothing to say.